Genesis, the 32nd chapter. All those folks aren't here tonight. Hey, that's another problem. Excuse me. Okay. Let's get to the word here before I get fired up in the wrong direction. All right. Genesis 32. I want to share something with you that God started a day or two ago, stirring my heart in this direction. And let's just look at it. Genesis, please turn with me, because take notes, because you're going to be so blessed. Genesis 32, verse 24. And Jacob was left alone. And there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh. And the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him. And he said, let me go, for the day breaketh. And he said, I will not let thee go, except thou bless me. And he said unto him, what is thy name? And he said, Jacob. And he said, thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince hast thou power with God and with men, and hast prevailed. And Jacob asked him and said, tell me, I pray thee, thy name. And he said, wherefore is it that thou dost ask after my name? Why do you ask my name? And he blessed him there. And Jacob called the name of the place Peniel, for I have seen God face to face, and my life is preserved. I want to just start a theme tonight. I'm just putting some food on the table tonight, and I'm listening to it myself because God's stirring my heart. It's time for godly change. You know, some people think of change, yeah, I've been wanting to move. No, that's not what I'm talking about. It's time for godly change. It's time for change to happen, starting with all of us. It's time for godly change. Not just geographical change or a change of a residence or, you know, sometimes we think, I'd love a change. But, you know, the biggest change that can happen to any of us is change inside of us. And in reading through the Bible, I was stopped by the Spirit of God and read on, then came back and spent some time here. You know, when you read the life of Jacob, if there's ever a man that didn't deserve, what can I say? Jacob literally became a part of the Old Testament Trinity. If I could remember, say Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, right? Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I know they're not God, they're men. But these were three that over and over and over and over and over, it's just a study all its own of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, or Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. It's not just names being thrown around. But when you come to Jacob, boy, there was some conniving going on. I mean, there, when you study this man, and you know, he deceived his father, and his mother got in on that. And I'll tell you, that's where families need to stay godly in everything they do. You know, the Old Testament has some interesting insights into human nature. And so she helped him, knowing that his father was ready to pass away. And was asking, you know, for that moment. And so while brother goes out to find something in the field, mother finds it in the deep freeze or wherever she found it. And, you know, you just didn't go out and prepare choice meat in 5 minutes or 10 minutes or 30 minutes. We don't understand. They didn't have microwave back then. They didn't have deep freeze as we know it. So I don't know what the process of preparation was, but he beat his brother there. And his brother was the one that was supposed to be blessed. And so the father was deceived by the animal skins on his brother because Jacob obviously was not a hairy man. And so there was just mass deception. I mean, there was a great deception there. And in the natural, you'd say, you know, the way he missed it, he would never qualify to be used by God. This is an amazing story of the grace of God. After you've missed it, after you've blown it, after you've sinned, after you've made a fool of yourself, or after you've deceived, I mean, those are not nice things to happen in your life. But if you turn to God, God can turn it around for you. Church is not filled with people that never made a mistake, never sinned a sin, that never went the wrong direction. In church, we find a reservoir of the grace of God. We find a reservoir of the grace of God. And so there was a consequence, and so he had to flee for his life. And I mean, I'm not going back into all the details of Jacob's life, but I mean, after that time of deception and deceiving his father and getting the blessing, and the amazing thing is that the blessing stuck, the blessing stayed. And so Jacob is in hiding. He's a fugitive as far as his brother is concerned. But you know, no matter what you do, where you go, you can't run from God. You know, God said, Jonah, go to Nineveh and preach. Jonah said, not going to do it. I'm going where I want to go, say what I want to say, do what I want to do. But I'm going to tell you, God has a big fish just for you. And there's no Tums or Rolaids in that big fish. Can you even start to imagine what Jonah went through? You know the stench was terrible. So Jonah said, no, I'm not going to do what you want me to do, God. No way. I don't like those people. I don't like the message. I'm not going to do it. God says, okay. And so it's pretty hard, as he said to Saul, to fight against the pricks. It's hard to go the wrong way on a freeway. It's real hard. In fact, you'll have a collision. But after all Jacob went through, there's going to come a day, there came a day in my life that was a changing day for me. Jacob was left alone. You know, there comes a time God will let you do it your way. God will say, okay, big boy, you got yourself all, your mind all made up, just go for it. But I'll tell you, the dead end street of that will knock some sense into your head. And it was only the grace of God when I was running from God as a young man. I mean, it was the grace of God that awakened me. And so Jacob was left alone. Well, you know, we sometimes fear being left alone. Everywhere you go, there's music nowadays to be sure you're not left alone. There's music at Walmart. There's music in the restaurants. You can't hardly talk to one another. The music's so loud, and it's usually not the music I like to listen to. Amen. There's music everywhere, even music in the bathrooms. I don't know. It's a strange world that we live in. They think you can't do anything without music. There's a time you just need to sit and think, have a little quiet, turn everything off but God, and just sit down and, if nothing else, get your legal pad and start writing out your blessings. Name them one by one. Talk about God's faithfulness. Remember to say thank you to a God who has been nothing but good and gracious and faithful. I got to rein back in here now. But you know, there came a time when Jacob was left alone. And you know, there's one thing that I deeply appreciate about Jacob. You wouldn't want to buy a car new or used from Jacob. You'd find out it'd been in the flood in Louisiana or up somewhere east or north. Or if it was a used car, you'd find it was very used. You wouldn't buy real estate from Jacob because he didn't always give you the straight information on things up until a certain point. But as I look at the life of Jacob, there's one outstanding thing about his life that saved his biscuits, that brought him through, that helped him from somebody taking a sword to him for getting a bad deal from him. Jacob coveted, appreciated, and pursued the blessings of God. He was hungry to be blessed of God. He knew that Father's hand laid on him, that his life would be different and rewarded, and there would be abundance. And he was willing to take he didn't do it right. Didn't do it right. And he suffered great fear and great consequences. And finally, God brought reconciliation between Jacob and his brother. God brought reconciliation. And you know, God is a God that knows how to put people together again. I believe we're going to see more and more as the end time approaches. Families loving one another again. And people reaching out to one another again. People saying, I'm sorry. And showing God's love. But as I looked at this man, Jacob, he was left alone. And I'm telling you, sometimes that's the best thing that can happen to you. Because when there's nothing to lean on, when you come to the end of yourself, you can discover the beginning of Almighty God. Hallelujah. When you come to the end of your emotions, the end of your expectations, when you come to the end of things in your life, and you cast yourself upon the mercy and the grace of God, then you can discover the beginnings of a mighty God. So there, the Bible said that when he saw that he prevailed not, there was a man that wrestled with him. This man literally wrestled with an angel. In fact, we never really get it identified. I mean, there's people thought this was Jesus, but you can't out-wrestle Jesus. Thank you, thank you. I got two amens on that. Can you imagine out-wrestling Jesus? Can you imagine out-wrestling God? No. So obviously this was an angel, and Jacob, you know, these Old Testament characters, they were tough, they were salty. I mean, they were not weaklings, they were not wimps. I mean, they'd wrestle with wild beasts and throw them down and... Kind of like these guys that ride the alligators and the crocs, you know. They're crazy. I wouldn't do it, but they do. But anyway. But as I looked at Jacob, he was left alone. And there's a wrestling match that came out of that. Jacob was left alone, and there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day. Now, I want to ask you a question. Have you ever prayed all night? I'm just asking you a question. No show of hands. Have you ever literally prayed all night? We don't put much emphasis on that today because I know there's people that have prayed all night and didn't pray in faith believing. Prayer is not an endurance race. Prayer is a faith exercise toward God. But in the early days of my ministry, it was more so, I know what it is to come to the church and lock the doors and to pray all night when your back's against the wall and when impossibilities are on every side and when there's no way out and there's no way through. And you call upon God and you pray. The old timers used to call it praying through. You know what that is? That's not conning God or putting pressure on God or making God do something. That's getting yourself so in line with God that the will of God will literally overtake you. So yielding yourself to God. So yielding yourself to the promises of God. Folks, we're so full of traffic. We're so full of music. We're so full of television. We're so full of sports. We're so full of so much of what we shouldn't be full of that it's hard to sit still. It's hard for people to sit still. I salute you tonight. You're sitting still. There's people can't sit still around here. I mean, they just got... And it's not a holy jerk, it's a nervous jerk. Amen. I've seen people jump up and run out of the service. They couldn't handle it anymore. Spirit of God was dealing with them. I'll tell you, when you get on your face before God and turn off everything and turn off those blasted cell phones and every other kind of toy we play. I mean, I look at kids, the whole family's in a restaurant and the whole time they're there, they're not talking to one another. People have lost the art of talking to one another. They've lost the art of community. It's okay to have that thing if you use it right. But, you know, God wants families to talk to one another. God wants children to talk to fathers and fathers talk to children. There comes a time you need to just turn everything off and talk to either talk to God or talk to one another. That's why we don't know each other any better, because we don't take time to talk to one another. All right, that's enough of my meddling right there. But Jacob spent the night wrestling with an angelic being. Spent the night wrestling, and the Bible tells us the angel couldn't whip him. The angel couldn't pin him. It's kind of like a wrestling match. I know a lot of that's, a lot of that's pre-planned. But I mean, you see a guy, man, he got him pinned to the canvas. Whoop, here he comes again. They know how to. Well, you couldn't pin Jacob. He was a tough dude. And they wrestled. And now it's getting ready for the sun to come up. And I don't know what there is about that, but that angel wanted out of there. That angel had had enough. You say, I've never heard anything like this. I haven't either. I'm interested in hearing what I have to say right now. That angel did not want to be there when the sun came up. That angel didn't want to go back to heaven and say, I spent the night wrestling with Jacob and he won. That's just, I don't know if angels have macho. Maybe they do, maybe they don't. But I mean, there's something about daybreak that got his attention. And there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day. I mean, it's the sun's getting ready to come up. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him. even when you're not where you should be, it's amazing the power that you have through God on the inside of you. Kind of like Brother Hinton was talking about that man that wasn't doing right and wasn't talking right and had that bad arm. And in the midst of it all, the grace of God reached down and just straightened his arm out. God's such a God of grace and mercy. Oh, and he saw that he prevailed not against him. He wasn't making any headway. He touched the hollow of his thigh, and the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him. He said, I can't whip him like he is. Got to alter him a little bit. And Jacob said, and he said, let me go, for the day breaketh. And he said, I will not let thee go. Even with his thigh out of joint. Did you ever get a catch in your leg or a catch in your, some of you have, it's very painful. And he said, let me go, for the day breaketh. And he said, I will not let you go except you bless me. Oh, God, stir Calvary Cathedral International until we'll just be, I'm not going to let go of the Word of God. I'm not going to let go of faith in God. We're not going to stop witnessing. We're not going to stop winning. We're not going to stop doing what God called us to do. I'm after the blessing. I'm after the blessing. I will be blessed. I can't live without the blessing. I'm tired of conning people. I'm tired of the life that I used to live. I want to live a blessed life. I want to live a life with the anointing of God upon what I do. Not let you go unless you bless me. He said unto him, what is your name? And he said, Jacob. And when he said Jacob, it meant supplanter. Little shady. Doesn't give you the right information on a real estate deal or any kind of a job. I mean, you always come out on the short end of the stick with a guy by the name of Jacob. What is your name? He said, Jacob. And he said that. You see, here's the thing about it. It's time for godly change. What kind of godly change do we need? First of all, I think we need to relearn the art of just being alone with God. I can't explain it. There's just something about getting up before every noise in the house. There's something about getting alone with God. I'm still not so sanctified. I still need coffee. I'm sorry. Pray for me. Maybe a cup of hot tea or a cup of hot chocolate. I just keep that little Krupp's coffee maker ready to go when I get up, you know, I'm about, you know, I know where the plug is, and I find the wall and get it in the wall. A little coffee. But there is something about when everything's quiet, no dogs are barking and no phones are ringing, and you don't have everybody trying to talk to you at the same time. There's something about being alone with God that lets God be able to speak to you, talk to you, reveal his secrets unto your heart. And Jacob was left alone. It was time to change. But he couldn't change himself. But he's now in the presence of the supernatural. You know, with Jacob, it's now or never. You know, you can call me, you know, everybody thinks their kids the cutest, and everybody thinks their babies. You know what I mean? That's something that God gave all of us. We love our own, don't we? But you know, as I looked at this, oh, Jesus. You know, God's saying to us, and I'm saying to you, and I'm saying to all of us, you know, folks, we're getting close to now or never. And God spoke to me coming to church tonight, and he said, anybody that is under the influence of your life or your ministry, and they think they can hear the word of God, whether it's on obedience to God or faith in God or first fruits, anybody that hears you minister the word of God and refuses the Father and refuses the information is headed for some rough water. Amen. You can't hear a message on tithing and not tithe. And you say, is God going to judge you? No, I didn't say that at all. You just judge yourself. Get yourself in a mess. Amen. Folks, it's coming now or never. If churches don't wake up today, if we don't wake up today, if we don't wake up today, we're in trouble. Our nation's in trouble. It's more than about guns. It's more than about this or that. We are on the verge of some real serious trouble in this world. And our nation, if we don't wake up, and I can't change whatever your opinion is about Washington, we can't change anything until 3.5 years. But here's what God's calling all of us to. We can do what we do best. We can do what we're called to do. We can do what we're anointed to do. The church has got to stand up and be the church. Preachers have got to stand up and be the preachers that God called them to be. I believe in a positive gospel. I'm not a negative person. I heard enough negative growing up. I heard a lot of great things, but I heard a lot of negative things. And there's a very positive side to the gospel, but there's also a challenge to the word of God. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. God said, you put me first. You seek me first. You give to me first. You put me first on your list, and I'll make sure that whatever you need, it's yours. Going to come to pass. It's now. I'll tell you, with Jacob, it's now or never. He's at the end of the line. There's no more track for the train to run on. He's at the end of himself. But when you come to the end of yourself, that's a good place to discover the beginning of Almighty God. But there's an outstanding fact that I've already said in this message tonight, and I've got to move on quickly. Jacob wanted God's blessings with all of his heart. Jacob would not let that supernatural being, angel, whoever it was, he would not let them go except with a blessing. And the word of God said, when you seek me with all of your heart, I'll be found of you. You know, God's not playing hide and seek. He's not trying to catch you either. Amen. Amen. All right. The Bible said those that seek the Lord, no, I can't get off on that track. Those that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. Hallelujah. Praise God. You did a good job on the radio last night, brother. I heard you. If that wasn't you, it was your twin. All right, I'm talking to David over there. You've got a guy that sounds just like you if you weren't that caller. All right. That's a positive. All right. And then Jacob, excuse me, I had a little side trail. Have you ever known the power of praying all night? I'm just throwing it out there, leaving it out there. And then what else changed in his life? He came to a place, he said, I'll not let you go until you bless me. breakthrough, breakout. Now here, and I've got to move real quickly at this point. I don't have time to go into all the information that's before me. But you know, it's time for a godly change. It's time for a nature change. I know we're born again, but it's time for that stuff that gives you so much trouble for you to take dominion and authority. It's time for a nature change. It's time for a name change. It's time for a name change. I mean, there's some people, when they think of some Christians, they say they're just shifty. You know, they're not dependable. They're not faithful. I mean, boy, they can sing a song and you think they're the greatest thing in the kingdom of God. But when you know the truth about them, it's not that they're that bad. They're just not living a life of obedience. We need a name change. His name was changed from Jacob to Israel. We need a power change. Ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. That's what God said here. Jacob, from this time on, you're going to have power with man and power with God. I'm just hitting the high points here. No way I can get into it. We need a status change. He said, you're going to be a prince. No more a pauper. You're going to be a prince. Hallelujah. I'm excited. This is all fresh plowed ground with me. Amen. Oh, we need a breakthrough, breakout change. Amen. We need a blessing change. Let's get rid of that bad luck. I don't receive bad luck. I'm not the child of bad luck. I'm the child of faith. Well, good luck to you if that's what you're living on, but I'm living by faith. Amen. Praise God. Have a blessed mentality. Two more changes. There's a prevailing change. That prevail means that you overcome. You become an overcomer instead of being overcome. Boy, I tell you, there was a time of awakening in my life when I got tired of the devil kicking my brains out every time I turn around. And I said, oh boy, your brains are next. Praise God. I've not only been born again, I've been filled with the Holy Ghost. I'm learning about the Word of God, who I am and what I have in Christ. Oh, it's amazing how many, quote, charismatic, full gospel people don't have a clue of who they are in Christ. Don't have a clue of what they have. Don't have a clue. That's what our Bible college is all about. We teach them who they are and what they have in Christ and stay after it until it becomes established in their spirit. Brother, when you become established, hell can't shake you. The winds may blow and the storms may come, but you've got that thing on the inside of you. I'm coming through and I'm coming out. A prevailing change. Hallelujah, that we become overcomers instead of being overcome. To be able in all of our ways to endure and to have might and power. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, there's a preserving change. Preserving change, which means to defend, to deliver, to escape. I'll tell you, God fights our battles. Oh, hallelujah. I got a prophetic word from the Lord over the holidays, and part of it was, just relax and let me fight your battle. You keep the switch of faith turned on, but watch God fight your battle. Boy, we get tired real quick. We wear out real quick. It's time to let go and let God have His wonderful way. Hallelujah. Life in your own strength, life is tougher than you are. Life can out-endure you. Too much craziness out there. But oh, thank God He promised Jacob, you're going to be preserved. Oh, hallelujah. And there's one more here. This place of Peniel, it's the face of God, the face of God. You see, when we're left all alone and we cry out to God, then we can see the face of God. I've had it a couple of times here in the last 24 hours. Oh, preacher, take care. And I don't have time to explain the whole Bible to everybody. Sometimes I just smile and just say, I bless you in Jesus' name. I'm blessed. I'm not taking your care or my care or the world's care. Hallelujah. I'm not taking anybody's care. I'm living by faith. Is anybody going with me? I know y'all. Anybody going with me? We're living by faith. So what the essence of what I'm saying, here's Jacob. Boy, if a guy like Jacob can be blessed, you ought to throw your hat over the windmill and do a cartwheel flip down the aisle and say, I got it made. If Jacob can be blessed of God, being the rascal that he had been, the supplanter that he had been, then there's hope for us. I said, there's hope for us. We are blessed and we can be blessed and we will be blessed. Amen. I'm going to hit this again, preach it like it ought to be preached, but I'm just having fun up here. Praise God. At the end of yourself, you find the beginning of God. And you can become a prince with power and prevail. Hallelujah. And see the face of God and your life be preserved. Hallelujah. Praise be unto God. And the Bible said, and as he, in verse 31, and as he passed over Peniel, the sun rose upon him. Oh, I tell you, folks, we're not the folks that go under. We're the folks that pass over. I said, we're the folks that pass over. We're coming through. We're coming out. We're breaking through. We're breaking out. Hey, if God can do it for Jacob, God can do it for us. Are you getting this? Come on now. Help me. I'm trying to quit if you'll just pick up on it. Now, come on now. I mean, if God can do it for Jacob, God can do it for you. God can do it for me. If God can take a man that's missed it and missed it on purpose sometimes. Oh, if God can do it for Jacob, God can do it for me. If you believe that, jump to your feet, lift your hands and act like it's a hold up and start praising God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are candidates for the blessing of God. We are candidates for the blessing of God. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, praise be unto God. Praise be unto God. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are blessed. We are blessed. We're coming through. We're coming out. We're going through to the other side. My, 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 my. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, I just speak greater blessing upon Calvary Cathedral International. I speak greater blessing upon our outreach ministries. I just say as we go out and knock doors and fill buses and love hurting humanity, that the blessings of God are going to abide upon us as never before. In the name of Jesus. Father, we cry for blessing upon America. Oh, God, touch America. Oh, God, touch America. Oh, Father, let what is inscribed on our coins and printed on our currency, in God we trust. Oh, let it flow like a river, I pray. Let it flow like a river. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I wonder how many breakout folks we have. Just, you know, sometimes you just need to take a few steps and just say yes, yes. I wonder how many yes folks we have here tonight. I'm not going to hold you, but I wonder how many yes folks we have here tonight. Hallelujah. How many yes folks do we have here tonight? Yes, I'm a candidate for the blessings of God. I'm going on. I'm going forward. I'm breaking out. I'm going to see the greatness of my God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm going to get my second wind. Oh, I'm going to catch the soul winner's fire in the name of Jesus. Oh, I'm not trying to live off of revival past. I'm living off of revival now in the name of Jesus. Oh, let God hear a shout in the camp tonight. Oh, let God hear a shout in the camp. Let God hear a shout. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, those that are watching us from distances away, I speak the blessing of God upon all who are part of this service tonight. It may be Wednesday night, but every night's a blessing in Christ. Every Sunday's a blessing in Christ. We're not hanging in there. We're prevailing. We're overcoming. We're coming through. Isn't that amazing with all? I'm not trying to be too hard on Jacob. I mean, it's not a pretty picture during part of it. But isn't that something that he wound up being part of the big three? He wound up being a part of the Old Testament big three. If that can happen with Jacob, hey, pinch yourself, honey. You qualify. I said, you qualify. You are qualified. I get something through the mail all the time. It said, you are pre-qualified. Well, I tell you what, this book has pre-qualified me. Excuse me, I'm just happy. I'm happy. You're qualified through the blood of the Lamb. You're qualified through the Word of God. The best is yet to come. Woo! You're pre-qualified.